For many of these women, the pain didn't end with them. Their children often grew up under a heavy shadow, haunted by the names they inherited, the crimes they never committed, and the public judgment they couldn't escape. By the 1960s and 70s, most of the Nazi leaders' wives had either passed away or disappeared into old age. Germany itself was changing. A new generation wanted answers. Young people demanded to know what their parents had done during the war. Protests broke out, books were written, trials were reopened, and slowly the stories of these women began to resurface, not as victims, but as hidden witnesses to a dark, dark past. In 1993, the release of Schindler's List reminded the world of Emily Schindler. In 2002, the documentary Blindspot let Traudl Junge speak directly about her regrets. More books followed, more testimonies were uncovered, and the silence began to crack. The end of the war didn't just bring military defeat, it brought a collapse of identity for the wives of Nazi leaders. These women had lived at the center of one of the most powerful and dangerous regimes in history, and when it ended, they found themselves trapped between public hatred and personal loss. Some took their lives, others lost everything. A few clung to old beliefs, but none of them walked away untouched.